Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Paul wrote, "Athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules." I wonder if you remember that agonising moment in the 2022 Commonwealth Games when England's 4x400 women's relay team was disqualified. It was all the more painful because they seemed to have won the race. They gave a confident and delighted interview straight after their success, only to learn that Jodie Williams and Victoria Ahurugu had stepped out of lane on the second leg of the race. Their smiles of rejoicing quickly turned to tears of distress. Hard as it may be, there have to be rules in every sport. The metaphor of the soldier that we looked at yesterday was drawn from Roman life. However, the metaphor of the athlete was definitely drawn from Greek life. The Greeks had established their games at Olympia in the 8th century BC and conducted them for the next 800 years. They had elaborate rules about every part of the games, including the preparation for them. Olympic athletes had to state on oath that they had completed the necessary 10 months of training before the contest. Paul wanted Timothy to be clear that running the Christian race had rules that needed to be observed. He could only serve the Lord faithfully by living a highly disciplined life. There's something in all of us that recoils at the idea of obeying rules. We like to do things our way. However, we can be sure that the rules that God has given us ensure our liberty and enable us to find true contentment and fulfillment in life. So let me ask you a really important question. What are the key rules that govern your life? Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, give us your strength to live by the loving rules that you've laid down. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.